Have you ever heard this song? Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you see each day. So that's the famous for all our children right now. That's the famous from the greatest show on earth, Sesame Street. So the Sesame Street, when you hear this song, it's just like they showed us who are our neighbors. Either the carpenters, the plumbers, whoever. And the show shows us how, you know, how people around us helped us in our daily living as well. Last week, we went to Nicaragua and saw a thousand of Nicaraguans who really have no clean water at all or place to live. They just built this roof and a stick on the side, and that's all. And they a wall of leaves, and that's it. That's how they live their life. And I was just wondering, it's just God gave this commandment. You shall love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And if you will ask yourself what you want others want to do to you, and you will probably tell them, I need help. I need someone to assist me in my life today. And so, my brothers and sisters, our neighbor is not only the one or our friends next to our house. Our neighbors are not only the one who belongs to the parish. Our neighbor is not only the one who goes to Holy Spirit school. Our neighbor is the people of God. All of us, the entire world, is our neighbor. Regardless of our language. In fact, first day was an awkward moment to all of us. Most of us don't speak Spanish. And most of the Nicaraguans don't speak English. But because of this love of thy neighbor, we kind of like understood each other just a gesture of our hands. We prayed together, we worked together, and we ate together as well. They shared to us a simple life which opened our eyes, especially our youth. They open our eyes to the simplicity of life. That even though, as we are thinking they're, you know, living in poverty, we didn't see that. What we saw was they were all happy. My brothers and sisters, who are our neighbor? These are the people who needs our help. These are the people who needs our love. And most especially, these are the people who needs hope. And thank you to all of you. You might wonder, what did I do? But thank you for your generosity that we, the Holy Spirit family, help thousands of families already in Nicaragua. And this last past weekend, past week, we built 10 bathrooms for them. And again, all these materials comes from all of you. One thing that Amigos for Christ did is that they did not only what we call metaphorically give fish to the Nicaraguans, but they showed Nicaraguans how to fish. That's why last year when they had this political unrest and we cannot go there, no volunteers, no missionaries can go to Nicaragua, you know what the locals did? 1,200 of them came to Amigos for Christ headquarters and said, if other people from other country helping our brothers and sisters in need, why can't we? Why can't we? Again, no distance can separate us, my brothers and sisters, to work together. To work together. We show them the love, the assistance, and the hope. We gave them this all to all of them, and they saw it. That's why now, through the locals, through the natives of Nicaraguans, they help each other. My brothers and sisters, this is the message of Christ today, the message of the gospel today, that we ought to love one another, not only in this place, but outside as well, the world. Yes, we can do not much to help them, but because of our prayers, but because of our financial assistance to them, we gave them hope. We gave them the Spirit of Christ. We gave them what we just heard in the gospel today. That the Levite, the priest, ignore this peasant. But one Samaritan traveler helped him to recover from this. A Samaritan, meaning not their own people. And so are we. And so are we. This is the reason why we kind of like have a bilingual mass setting last week. For us to experience what we also experience in Nicaragua. They celebrated Mass with us even though they don't speak English. And you would see in their face how we are united even though we have different language. This is what Christ is all talking about. Working together, praying together, and having the same fate to the one who suffered and died for all of us, for all our salvation. And so, let us bring this message to our brothers and sisters outside. And let us, you know, be mindful of helping our brothers and sisters, regardless of their ethnicities, regardless of their language, regardless of their culture. It is our responsibility as a Christian world to help those who are in need. And I would like to end this homily of, you know, what Christ really wants us to do. It's just like, love God with all your heart. then we have to love our neighbor with all our heart. Love God with all our mind, body, and soul. We need to love our neighbors, mind, body, and soul. My brothers and sisters, this is who we are. Catholics, universal. That regardless of anything else, nothing could separate us. Nothing. Because God is with us. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. And Christ is the only head of this church.